This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just jump right in it because I don't want to run out of time. Michael Hauser is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. Michael is our in-house libertarian. I think he's going to try to push me tonight to vote for Gary Johnson. You watch. He's going to give me every reason I should. I'll give him every reason why I shouldn't. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. All right, so I told you earlier tonight that I was going to do this. And I started to in the last hour, but I knew I wouldn't have enough time, so I'm not going to. Anyway, we'll get to it. I'm not going to beat it to death. If you head over to my Facebook page, okay, and you find that at, what is this thing? The Real Side Radio, right? Facebook. If you want to find it, well, just try, you know, Real Side Radio Show with Joe Messina. If you haven't liked it, I don't know why you haven't. You should by now. So when you head over there, okay, if you kind of scroll down a little bit, you're going to find, there'll be a picture there of a bunch of babies on top of garbage bags with notes attached to them, identifying notes. These were aborted babies, okay, and the final, some of them look like it could have been the week of the of when they were supposed to be born. Heads, fingers, toes, the whole, big. You need to see this. I don't care how sick it makes you. You need to see it so that the word abortion sickens you to no end. Okay, it's really that simple. Now, Hillary says this doesn't happen. Her supporters say this doesn't happen. And I don't know how they live with themselves. So a Planned Parenthood backer tells Congress that dismembering living unborn babies is very humane. Now, apparently, I don't understand the dictionary, apparently. What the heck? What is very humane to this person? Anyway, let's listen in, okay?
Ms. Smith, yes. In the precursor to the Gonzalez case, the yes. case of Stenberg versus Carhart, Justice Kennedy dissented from the decision to strike down the partial birth abortion ban, which was later upheld by, in the Gonzalez case, in a different ban.
A different version, yeah.
That's right. He described at length the testimony provided by abortionist Leroy Carhart about the alternate DNE method, or dismemberment procedure. The fetus can be alive at the beginning of the dismemberment process and can survive for a time while its limbs are being torn off. Dr. Carhart agreed that...
You hear that? While its limbs are being torn off. This is a doctor. You can see this on video. You know, we have the technology today. Again, this is what makes the left crazy. We now have the technology where you can see this. You can see it happening. And I don't know how you can stomach it.
When you pull out a piece of the fetus, let's say an arm.
Can we replace the word fetus with baby? Because that's what it is. It's a baby. If you see the pictures on the website, it's a baby.
Arm or a leg and remove that. At the time, just prior to removal of the portion of the fetus is alive.
You hear that? The fetus is alive. Come on, think this through. It's not a joke.
Dr. Carhart also has observed fetal heartbeat, via ultrasound with extensive parts of the fetus removed, and testified that mere dismemberment of a limb does not always cause death, because he knows a physician who removed the arm of a fetus only to have the fetus go on to be born as a living child with one arm. At the conclusion...
If you did this to puppies, if you stuck forceps where puppies are born from, and trying to be clean, and you started ripping them out one at a time, what do you think would happen to you?
Conclusion of a D&E abortion, no intact fetus remains. In Dr. Carhart's words, the abortionist is left with a tray full of pieces. Justice,
you hear that? A tray full of baby pieces. How exciting.
Kennedy said, the fetus, in many cases, dies just as a human adult or child would. It bleeds to death as it is torn from limb from limb. Ms. Smith, do you believe this practice represents a humane way to die?
I don't know how this woman can be called a human being. I'm sorry. Listen to her response. And any of you who try to defend this, I'd like you to call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call me and defend this.
Let me separate, which I think something that's getting confused here in this hearing,
death?
Is procedures performed on pre-viable fetuses and procedures that are formed on viable fetuses. Both of the women here on this panel are...
Yeah, let's break it out, because some that will never be able to stand a chance to live when we start doing this, and others that might be able to pull it off. Let's break it down into two categories.
Here today because they were viable at the time the procedures were performed. What you're talking about is pre-viability procedures performed on a fetus that cannot survive outside.
Maybe not. Justice Kennedy was talking about a child that was born alive with only one arm because the other had been pulled off already in the abortion procedure. My question to you is, are you going to answer it? Is this a...
No, she's not going to answer it. She's going to look like a jackwagon. Of course she's not going to answer it.
Humane way to die.
And we know what we're going to do? We're going to play it after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, I know some of you, even my friends on the right, you get nuts when I play these kind of things. This is real life, people. This is what's going on out there, and you need to deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back at it. This is one of those things. I don't know anybody personally who's had an abortion. Maybe I do, and they just haven't told me. I'm not that stupid. But this is one of those things that makes me nuts. How the people on the left, right? You hardcore liberals, you talk about it's a woman's right, it's her body, it's her whatever. Then how about we do this? How about you have some responsibility on the front end, okay? And if you make a quote-unquote mistake, you didn't have any intention of having a baby, well, what happened to adoption? When did adoption become a bad thing to do? When you have a society where adoption is taboo and wrong and disgusting, and abortion is the norm and the okay thing to do, what's happened to us? Seriously, and I mean that with all sincerity, what has happened to us? For me personally, it's because we turned away from God. That's what I believe. Because without really understanding the love of God, without understanding, you know, how God values you, our kids have no value for themselves, for their bodies, for the things that they do to themselves. What happened? And when you look at these, now we've gotten down to it, the baby has absolutely nowhere, and they said this is live. The baby's being dismembered alive. The congressman says it. The Planned Parenthood says it. Think about that conversation. Think about that. They're sitting there actually arguing over why it's a bad thing. Is it bad or not bad to rip the limbs off a live human being before it has a chance to defend itself? And again, if you go over to my Facebook page and you scroll down a little ways, you're going to see pictures of a bunch of babies on top of trash bags. And it isn't because they were looking to put them down on plastic, because somebody threw them away like a piece of garbage. This is infuriating. They threw human beings in a garbage bag and put them in a trash bin to go be crushed somewhere or burned or buried in a wasteland. Are you serious? Can somebody please tell me how this makes sense? I would love to. I would love to have a liberal call me and try to have a sane conversation with me on how this is perfectly humane, right, and a good thing to do. The congressman has posed a question to this woman. After even the justices have said, when you rip the arms off, they bleed to death. I look at people, I'm having a hard time with this. I'm having a hard time letting it go. I'm having a hard time getting past it. And take a listen to her answer. She won't answer the question. She's bouncing all over the place. Well, we've got two issues going on here, whether it was viable or not viable. It's a human. It's not going to turn out to be a dolphin, a pigeon, a rodent. It's a human being. And my other irritant is if we did this to a dog, as I've said about five times now, a pregnant dog, my God, they'd bring us into court for...
I believe for a fetus, a pre-viable fetus, yes, a DNA procedure is a very humane procedure, and it protects the woman and her health and safety more than any other procedure.
What's pre-viable? I would love for her to lay out pre-viable. What does that mean? 21 weeks? Because we've got cases, plenty of cases, where babies have made it at 20 and 21 weeks when they shouldn't have, because medicine has advanced. You know, this terrible, disgusting medical system we have in this country has made it so they can survive at 21 weeks. Can you tell me what viable is?
Sure. And in fact, it was substituted for the...
I'm going to reclaim my time and just say that I have to say that your view of humanity and mine are different.
I think,
and I will ask Ms. Justin and Mr. Bopp and Ms. Oden very quickly if you support, because you've already answered this question, if you support the Pain Capable Abortion Act that has passed the House of Representatives and is awaiting action in the United States Senate. Mr. Bopp?
Yes. It is necessary for a number of reasons and pertinent to this.
It would prevent many of the instances I just described to the three of you, would it not?
It would, and could also prevent some of the instances, because we don't know for sure the gestational length of the child in some of the instances in the videos, but it could have also prevent some of them.
Correct. Ms. Jessen?
I'm speechless with Ms. Smith's reply that she thinks that's a humane way to die.
I'm speechless. The woman can't be human. And yes, I said the woman, because it is a woman that said that a few minutes ago. That is a humane way to die. Look, 8 weeks, the nervous system starts. 8 weeks. There's a heartbeat. The eyes are forming. The fingers are forming. We've got arms. And it's a humane way to die. And again, I'm being graphic about it. I want you guys throwing up right where you're sitting. Ripping off arms of a baby. Ripping off the legs of a baby. In some of these instances, they don't rip them off. You know what they use? You ready for this? They use surgical shears, and they cut them in eighths. I can show you the video if you'd like to see it. I can post the video up for anybody who'd like to see it. Yeah, they dissect the babies inside the womb and then pull them out piece by piece. And then they have to put them on a tray and put them back together again to make sure they got the whole baby. And I've read stories from nurses who said they lose it when they see that. There's no reality to it until they actually see it there on the tray, and they're done.
I support.
Ms. Oden?
Yes, I too support the Pain Capable Act, and I want to make it clear, though, I want abortion to be unthinkable in our country. I want us to not even have to have a conversation about another act.
You know, here's the thing that bothers me. Mr. What's his name? Our AG from before. God, Eric Holder. He gave a speech about guns. And he said that he wanted guns to be as reprehensible. He wants guns to be thought of like cigarettes and now thought of. You know, cigarettes were fully acceptable. Everything was okay in the whole nine yards. And now he wants the average populace to be mortified by someone who owns a gun, to be disgusted by someone who owns a gun, doesn't want to be anywhere near a gun. That's what he wants. Never heard the man talk about abortion. Never, not once. All right? Never heard him talk about abortion. You know, it's just amazing. And then the, you know, you got to see all the ways they do abortions. It's almost like they're torturing the Jews all over again. Let's think of different ways we could torture this little human being before we take its life. You know, the saline solution, right? Or the saline something. I don't even remember. I don't know what the whole. It burns the baby. The baby comes out charcoal, for God's sakes. I don't understand this. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical person. I'm a human being. I want you to think about that. Why is abortion so accepted in so many nasty ways, and adoption is taboo? Michael Hausman joins me after the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Hope I gave you something to think about. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation, seriously. And I know, you know, I really appreciate how many of you got involved in the last conversation, because usually when it comes to abortion and that kind of stuff, I get the generic right-wingers, you know, on my side going, yeah, abortion bad. But some of you actually got involved in conversations, and that's what we need to do. Okay, that's what we need to do. We need to get involved and engage each other in conversations. You know what I'm saying? And for some of you who say you can't read all the comments on the page, I think you got to go, I think you got to double on Facebook. You got to double click on the live feed, and then it opens something else up, and you can scroll up and down all the comments. Anyhow, I want to bring Michael Hausman on. He's on with me every week. He's my token libertarian that I bring on just to make him feel good. And look, if I don't poke you, it isn't any fun, right? So
you do this for me?
For you, man. I bring you on tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Michael, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I know that we're not always on the same page, but I think we're an example of how we should be able to discuss things and talk about stuff in this country and still be buds. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't sit down and have a beer with you because I don't usually sit down with hair-challenged people. But other than that, I would be more than happy, you know, at some point in time have lunch with you.
Theoretically, spending time with you would not be something I would object to categorically.
I told you, I can't use words I have to look up.
I know, I did that for fun.
I know you
so
do.
I'll give you a... We can actually have a little bit of an argument. I got an argument?
Portion.
I got into it.
Okay.
Sure. I got into an argument with my dad last night about it.
All right. And for the record, you have 5 children. I've got 4. Apparently, you and I took the scripture that said, you know, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth to heart.
No, I just didn't pay any attention to biology class.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm kidding. Well, two of my kids are adopted. The one from Ethiopia, obviously, was a complex way to cover up my racism. Although now that I'm a like David French, I'm a conservative for doing so, I suppose.
Don't you? Yeah, but you know, right. Let me just stop you for a second because I know where your heart's at. Isn't that interesting? So you went and you adopted a child that happens to be black. I mean, did you go looking for a certain shade of black? Did you go looking for a black child? Is that what you set out to do, Or did you just set out to adopt a child in need?
No, it was, first of all, we started out looking into China because we had some friends that adopted, and the whole idea was great. And then it just became obvious that I don't like Asians at all, so that was out. I'm kidding.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in for the first time, he is kidding.
Kidding. So we had some friends that had adopted, and some friends had adopted two kids from China, and the stories were amazing. We're like, you know what? My wife at the time couldn't have any more kids, and so we're like, you know what? We want to have another kid. We knew that domestic adoptions had some particular issues. The stories overseas were crazy. We started looking into China. Tons of money, big long process. The adoption agency that we were talking to said, "Hey, we just opened up Ethiopia for domestic adoptions here. Let us send you the DVD and, you know, see what you think." So they sent us a DVD about this orphanage in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And before the DVD had concluded, we had already written out a deposit check. So
You big softy. Yeah.
You know, I try to present a front that I'm a feelingless libertarian objectivist with no emotions whatsoever, and it's not true. The fact that she's from Ethiopia, the fact that she's from Africa, the fact that she's black was totally coincidental to the process. Now, of course, I'm able to leverage that, though, so that's nice for political gain. And I mentioned the David French thing. Did you read his article today about what has happened to his family since he's been Never Trump, because he's got an Ethiopian kid?
No, I have no idea.
All right, you need to look this up.
Okay.
Over the weekend, you know, French is the attorney that was actually discussed as a short time as a potential independent candidate.
Right.
He's an attorney, very vocal Never Trumper, and his article is about the things that have happened to him and his wife as a result of not being on board the Trump train, in terms of not only just social media attacks, but actual in real life threats, and then things having to do with his black daughter from Ethiopia. It really is a stunning piece.
That is just so
and
sad.
I mean, I've had a little bit of that from the alt-right folks that dig into my timeline enough to realize that I've got a black kid. But obviously, I don't have anywhere near the profile a guy like French does, or for that matter, a guy like Nick Searcy does, who also has a black adopted kid, who's just, I mean, Searcy was off Twitter for a couple months this year just because the alt-right nonsense about him having a black kid just was too exhausting.
So let's, I wasn't going to do this with you, but let's have a little bit of a racial conversation here. So I have a black granddaughter, and as you, I don't refer to her as my black granddaughter unless somebody, you know, starts getting stupid. And I go, you know what? I have a black granddaughter. I don't see her that way. I just see her as my granddaughter. But
is she adopted or birth granddaughter?
No, she's my daughter's. She's my blood granddaughter. Okay, so.
Not that that makes a difference to me at all. I was just wondering, like,
no, I laugh.
People see me with my daughter, they wonder, well, where's your black?
How that happened, right? Yeah. So
yeah,
anyway,
it didn't happen.
So I go into some of the stories, and I gotta tell you, I honestly noticed that the white people don't even make eye contact. All right? Seriously.
You mean like avoid eye contact?
It's almost like they go out of their way not to look at me. I don't know if they're really avoiding it. Maybe they caught a glimpse of me playing with her because she likes to hang. You know what I'm saying? She likes to hang on me and that kind of stuff. I guess I look like a big teddy bear. So anyway, she I noticed some of the black women when I go into stores. They almost go out of their way to talk with her and to talk with me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like they make it a point to tell her how pretty she is and that kind of stuff. So I'm not making it up. You know me. I usually ignore people, frankly, but I do notice a difference Is that, I know it's terrible, right? I do notice a difference between how I'm treated or how she's treated. And it does bother me because I never saw that. I don't live like that. You obviously don't think that way either. I don't. Kids are kids.
Right.
People are people.
Right.
And so I noticed it, and it does bother me. Do you find that people treat you differently, say things differently, or what have you?
Not so much anymore. My number three kid, who's now 16, is adopted as well. But he's domestic adoption, and frankly, like, if you look at my Facebook timeline right now, you'll see a picture of me with him at his football game last night.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes comments for people that don't know will be like, oh, my gosh, he looks just like you. But before we adopted him, having had two birth kids prior, I was concerned that in my mind there would be a difference. You know, if you're ever around people that have adopted kids, there's a particular sensitivity. If they're asked, oh, well, how many of the kids are yours? Or which one is your kid?
They're all my kids.
And adoptive parents will say, they're all my kids, damn it. Those two are birth, that one is adopted, or some sort of euphemism like that.
Right.
But I was concerned about that. I was like, would I be like, okay, there are three kids here, two are mine, and one is, you know, adopted. And I was concerned that there would be some sort of mental or emotional disconnect because they weren't, quote, mine, end quote. And that was with a white kid. Turns out, I discovered it made absolutely no difference whatsoever. It's, you know, my kids are my kids are my kids.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of an experience going into it with that, but I knew, obviously, just visually from hundreds of feet away, there's an obvious difference between the two. The two youngest, because they are 9 months apart. So, I mean, for when they were, and Evangeline had her first birthday when we adopted Ray Ray, who at that age was 7.5 months or so. So they've been like functional twins their entire life.
Right.
And up until like age 5 or 6, we dressed them alike. So we'd be out and about, and I'd have two identically dressed.
Hold on to that. You got to finish that story the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Halzim joins us. We've switched the conversation, but it's a good one. We'll be back in a minute.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We're going back in, Michael. Still there?
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm here.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, please be part of the conversation. I think we're having a pretty good conversation this hour. It lit some of you up in the first couple of segments, and I think that, you know, it's an important issue. I mean, how we feel about our kids, how we take care of our kids, how we take care of the next generation is a big deal. And again, I don't know when. Somebody'd have to explain this to me. I don't know when adoption became a bad thing to do, a taboo thing to do. But abortion became okay and all right and acceptable. I'm not a very smart guy. You know, I didn't make it through college. I didn't do any of that stuff. So I'm easily confused, if you would. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. I can send out emails once a week. I don't get crazy with it. I send it out once a week. Anyway, I've asked Michael Housen to join me, as he does every week. He's our libertarian buddy, and we get sometimes a different perspective on issues and things going on. Michael, again, thanks for joining me. And tell people where they can find you and listen to your show should they be up and about early in the morning.
They can find me on houserules.us, H-A-U-S, rules.us. and House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook, and at MP House, H-A-U-S, on Twitter.
Cool. All right. So you were telling me...
you were asking...
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. No, no, you finish the story.
Oh, so when we first got back, so my kids were little, right? My girls are under 1 year. So for the first probably 3 years, 4 years, when they were dressed alike, we would get a lot of comments. I would get a lot of comments. And obviously, it's all anecdotal experience. But for the overwhelming most part, the majority of the responses that we'd get would just be, oh, my gosh, your daughters are so cute, because they were both so interactive and hilarious and dressed the same, and one's chocolate and one's vanilla. And I interpreted, and that's just the way we came to refer to them for years. And they refer to themselves as, I'm the chocolate one, I'm the vanilla one, right?
That's great.
And so I interpreted 100% of all of that as no different than anybody else would do if they saw twins out dressed the same. Obviously, the fact that they're dressed the same size, but different colors, was unique and got lots of attention. Lots of attention. But I interpret all of folks' comments as just being, you know, the positive ones as just, oh my gosh, how cute they are, right?
Right.
But then there were some people that would actually ask us, like, they'd cock their head and they'd be like, how'd that happen? And like, oh, well, she's adopted. Oh, got it, right? to which the majority of the time the response was something along the lines of, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful, or oh my gosh, good for you, or oh, that's so fantastic, or where's she from, or whatever.
Right. But which you know now is politically incorrect. You're no longer allowed to ask people where they're from.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, you know, it's now, there were definitely occasions where people would have a strong response, definitely physically, but sometimes even verbally, like, oh my God, why did you adopt a black one? To which we would respond, well, because the purple ones were completely sold out.
God bless you, Michael. You have more patience than I do, because I would have to be explaining it while I had handcuffs on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, part of it was depending on the scenario. If somebody was like, oh, so you adopted a black one, like inquiring and wanting to know, then we'd be like, oh yeah, she's from Ethiopia or whatever. But then if they look at you like, oh my God, why did you? Do you realize that she's an inferior race and that's disgusting? If that was the approach, then sometimes, I had a wide variety of canned responses. The, oh, because they didn't have purple ones, where obviously that was to be kind of a smartass about it. But then there were also occasions where I would overhear whispers. Oh, my God, they have a black child. Oh, my God. Why would you do that? I mean, there were definitely occasions where people said stuff that was awful. But it was just, you know, it was a handful of times.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I can't really say that I noticed any sort of distinction between various different races and their responses, right? So it's not like, oh, yeah, well, all the white people were great about it. Half of the black people weren't or anything. There was no way to line that up. Nothing like that. But except for down off of Fairfax in Los Angeles is Little Ethiopia. I don't know if you know that area.
It's I do not. It's funny you should say. I do not.
Yeah, it is just south of Pico on Fairfax. There's a little sign up for three blocks, and it says Little Ethiopia. And it's all Ethiopian restaurants and Ethiopian markets and stuff like that. And we got to love Ethiopian food when we were in Ethiopia. So usually once a year, sometimes twice a year, we'll take all the kids or my parents or some of the kids or whatever, and we'll go to one of the various different Ethiopian restaurants because it's very unique and very awesome. Now, the one thing about certain tribes in Ethiopia is their facial features and just the way they look is very distinct.
Right.
And other Ethiopians recognize them. So when we're in Little Ethiopia, everybody there is like, oh my gosh.
They know.
She's Ethiopian.
Right.
And those people are extraordinarily positive about the whole thing.
Wow.
Because they know what an absolute hellhole sheik mess the country of Ethiopia is. Although we did have one lady who was waiting on us once, and I heard her mutter under my breath, the white people are taking away our babies.
It's funny, because we've done stories on this, and it drives me nuts. And you really, you know, Michael, if I'm wrong, you know me well enough, you can tell me I'm wrong. I don't think you really understand some of this stuff until you have, you know, a black baby, or you're involved in it somehow. You're engaged in the process. And I've read these stories where some of the black community gets, they don't like it because you've adopted one of theirs, which I've never understood because, you've adopted a baby. That's how I look at it. It's that simple for me. Others think
right.
that you adopt them because you're superior. You think you're superior, and you're trying to bring them into a more, you know, trying to give them the education they should get and deserve. And, you know, you're so righteous, you can do that for them. And then I said, why can't it just be plain and simple that guys like Michael, you know, love these kids, want to love a child, don't care what color it is. I mean, heck, you started off in Asia, right? I don't think there are black kids in Asia, last I checked, anyhow. There are probably some, but not many. It's just nuts. It's nuts how we've become as a society where we're looking, we're waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have a different ulterior motive or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I do. But that kind of comment, where that is coming from, a decade ago, it was an incredibly short, easy process to adopt a kid from Ethiopia. Now it is far more complicated and difficult because, number one, so many kids are actually sold into situations to become adopted because it's a cash flow deal.
Wow.
There's also a much, much stronger impetus in the world to try to keep kids with their families in their own cultures for cultural reasons, national pride reasons, baby trade issues. So the international adoption world is smaller and more complicated than it was a decade ago because, frankly, a lot of egregious abuses and an awareness that, it might be, under certain circumstances, better for a child to be raised by an aunt and uncle cross country than to be brought to Southern California. At least from the perspective of the people in that country responsible for figuring out the ins and outs of the process. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. I do. And again, I look at this stuff and I just say it's you don't really you don't feel it yourself, so you don't understand when you start feeling it coming back at you. You after I started running around with her more often, I just never understood it. I still don't today. I'm sorry. I'm just too stupid to figure it out. I guess I don't know. But Michael, we've got about a minute left. Again, one last time, tell people where they can find your writings. They can find out where you're, you know, how to get your show and that kind of stuff.
It's at 100%abortionondemand.com. No, I'm kidding. Joking. At MP House, MPHAUS on Twitter, houserules.us on the web. And for the record, I'm totally, utterly pro-life.
No, I think we kind of figured that out. I am Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, don't do anything stupid over the weekend, because I love it when you guys are with me. I love the comments you make, whether it's in the Facebook feed, send me by email. I get a lot of good emails from you. Be careful this weekend. Don't be stupid. I want you back here on Monday. You've been listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Well, that didn't go anywhere where I wanted it to go, but it was a good conversation.